Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We will get to the lines in a second, but I want to raise something that's very disturbing. Another black man was murdered by police in Louisiana, Ronald Green. Ronald Green, chased by police, killed, chased by police. And I suspect that the state authorities down there will do nothing. You know, it has come to the point where police officers are permitted to really kill somebody, some cases strangle them, like in Minneapolis with George Floyd, although that got corrected through the criminal justice system. Eric Garner in New York, strangled for selling cigarettes without a license. Sometimes shot in the back. Jacob Blake getting into the car, ignoring an order to stop and was going to drive away. It's not uncommon for officers to think that if somebody disobeys an order and drives away, you can shoot them. Had something in North Carolina. The guy backs up his car to drive away. An officer had put his hand on the handle. That was deemed, even though the car was going in the other direction, use of a car as a weapon, kill him. That's got to stop. Two things have got to be done. You cannot have state authorities prosecute police officers. They won't do it. DAs won't do it. Attorneys general won't do it. They're afraid of the voter base. You cannot have that. And with a Democratic president, when we have a new U.S. attorney in all these places, they can bring federal murder charges based on deprivation of civil rights, but criminal. And that should happen in all these cases. But you can't count on a Democratic president all the time. What's got to happen is there has to be an assistant attorney general for police issues around the country. And any time the police kill an unarmed man, that has to be reviewed by that office. And where they deem that it was not done because the officer felt that he was in danger himself, the prosecution would be a federal prosecution with people from the U.S. Attorney and the Justice Department handling it. If you don't, you are going to continue to have a handful of rotten apple officers killing people, the ultimate hunt, killing a human being and getting away with it. And the impact that's having is not only immoral, but if you are an African-American youngster and you look up and people that look like your father and your uncle are being routinely murdered for things like passing a bad $20 bill, selling cigarettes without a license, not having a taillight, obeying an order to stop, that degrades you. That degrades you. It degrades all of society. If you pour poison in a swimming pool, even if you're at the other end of the pool, you are going to end up being killed by the poison yourself. You've got to have federal prosecution of these. It's got to be consolidated in an office in the Justice Department. And at the same time, 99% of police officers are very good people and they risk their lives every day. They deserve our full support. We've got to screen out the sadists and the violent people who look on somebody disobeying their order and trying to leave or flee as a license to kill. You cannot use deadly force at common law, and frankly, in most states by statute, at least until recently, and by rule, simply for traffic violations. You can use them if it's a violent felony, if they have a kidnapped victim in the car, it's a murderer, that kind of thing. This has got to be studied, and it's got to be put through the Congress. And all this baloney about, well, we need a blue ribbon commission and this, that, and the other thing. There have got to be criminal prosecutions of people who murder unarmed people. That's it. All right, we're going to the lines. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I was listening to Wisco Paul there and some of the other callers, and they're talking about how Wisconsin turns down outside money from the federal government for such things as health insurance for poor people and so forth. And that money gets re-spent over and over again, even Robin Voss's popcorn money gets respent. And it's very important. But, you know, if you apply the same principle to Foxconn, here, the same people that turn down outside money are rearranging money within the state. So that, for example, they're taxing established businesses and personal income all around the state in order to siphon it down to one location on a highly risky venture at Foxconn. And they're expecting jobs to be created at Foxconn. 13,000 jobs was mentioned years ago and so on. But they fail to subtract the jobs that are being taken away from the other economic activities around the state that are already there. It's kind of like taking a bucket of water from the deep end of a swimming pool and walking around the pool with that water and dumping it in the shallow end and expecting the water level to go up. It won't happen. It's got to be a net zero at best. And it's probably going to be worse than that because you're going to spill some water along the way. And that's what we're doing. These Republicans don't seem to understand the free market that they talk about all the time when they turn down outside money, much of which is our own money sent to the federal government in the first place. They turn that down, and that actually would raise the water level in our swimming pool. And then they rearrange within the state and so on. But, of course, then our money goes to raise the water level in California's swimming pool.
So you're making some excellent points. And here's something, Bill. You put it very, very well. And one of the things that galls me, absolutely galls me, is we've already sunk about $1 billion into Foxconn in site preparation and acquisition, throwing people out of their homes, roadways down there, putting a lot of that road money that could have been distributed around the state all in that one area. And Foxconn that's a scam. It's a scam. It's been a scam all along. Trump urged Walker to do it because Trump and Walker wanted to look like they had a success of some sort, some Silicon Valley from Wisconsin, in their respective campaigns, and they both lost, left us holding the bag. Voss, who represents that area, is a Foxconn slave. He loves Foxconn. He talks about it. He says, boy, that's great for Wisconsin. You know something? The thing that bugs me the most, we should have sued them for breach of contract. They said they were going to make large screen TVs, remember, and employ 13,000 people at $53,000 a year on the average. They were lying. They did not create a large screen TV factory. They didn't create Jack, and they didn't pay $53,000 a year. And we sunk $1 billion in, and Mount Pleasant and Racine are on the hook bonding for that money. And when they default, because go to Mount Pleasant and Racine sometime and tell me you think that their tax base is large enough it can throw off $1 billion in cash. Okay. You're wrong if you think that. So who picks up the tab? A large part of it is insured by the state. That's you. So you, taxpayers, Republicans, listen to this. The Republicans turned down, as Bill of Shorewood said, $1 billion in train money, $1 billion in Medicaid money of our federal tax dollars, which had to be made up, the medical portion anyway, out of your tax dollars. And you're going to have to make up $1 billion in bonding that went sour in Foxconn. Republicans cannot be trusted around money. They can't be trusted. The good ones won't steal it themselves, but they'll help their donors steal it. Bad ones will steal it themselves in other states, you know, not in Wisconsin, but they are financially illiterate. They are economically illiterate. I don't care what your ideology is. Money is money. 5 and 5 is 10. There are correct problems in math, and there are wrong problems. There are wrong solutions, correct and wrong. You don't get to write an essay saying why you think that 5 and 5 should be 11, okay? That doesn't hack it in finance. And the Republican Party, frankly, the leadership is financially illiterate. They will do anything their donors say, and they will damage the state. Bill, thanks a lot for calling in. Great, great point. One disturbing thing, the GOP is using ballot initiatives around the country to stymie Democrats. Here's what they're doing. They're doing it in two ways. One is Missouri increased the minimum wage in a referendum. Arizona, Montana legalized pot, and Florida, Idaho, and South Dakota. Florida said that felons could vote. South Dakota and Iowa were passing things. So all of these Republican states have simply neutralized and nullified referenda that they don't like. In Mississippi, they nullified a referendum, the Supreme Court, and said that, well, it was technically the wrong districts. What do you mean the wrong districts? It was everybody in the state. In Florida, they said, okay, felons can vote, but they each have to pay the accumulated amount they owe the state for their jail time and all that, which was not part of the referendum. In Missouri, this business about the minimum wage got overturned by courts. Legalizing pot in Arizona and Montana overturned in large part. Now the Republicans are putting on initiatives that say people can't do things by initiative. Florida, they're putting in initiatives that say for a referendum to pass, it has a two-thirds vote. It has to have a two-thirds vote, which never happens. You know what? And, you know, voters will vote for this stuff in Republican states. You know what this reminds me of in Algeria? A long time ago, the government put something on the ballot, said, referendum, we are going to eliminate the right to vote. And it passed. Algerians voted to eliminate their own right to vote. You have sheep among the electorate in some areas. Be very careful about this. And then the GOP in states that they do control are going to put things on the ballot on referenda that suit them. They are poisoning the referendum process by simply overturning popular referenda that do things that they don't like increase unemployment compensation, letting felons vote. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.